children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
You're listening to WGXC Acra, Hudson, Catskill.
Yes, we would like to thank the folks who have donated to the WGXC Winter Pledge Drive at 518-697-7400 or by going online to wgxc.org/donate. The following folks have made an investment in their local media landscape. They've helped make sure that local voices from teenagers to senior citizens can stay on the one slot on the airwaves, 90.7 FM, that is open to the public. We want to thank Amanda in Lanesville for making a donation to wgxc.org/donate. We want to thank Pam in Claverick for calling 518-697-7400 and investing in your community radio station. William in Toronto, thank you for pledging to WGXC's Winter Pledge Drive. Patrick Quinn in Queens donated to the WGXC Winter Pledge Drive. And Ken in Stone Ridge is another person we'd like to thank for making a donation to WGXC's Winter Pledge Drive at wgxc.org/donate. These people realize the immense power and...
Yes, yes. Welcome back to another episode of The Inhuman City here on WGXC 90.7 FM. And yes, thank you for all of your support from near and far during our pledge drive week. Very appreciated. I'm glad that you're going to be tuning in. This is going to be especially weird concoction just for the privilege of those listeners who are supporting community radio in Greene, Columbia County. So stay tuned for an hour of La Ville Inhumaine. This is a kamikaze karaoke episode, so you'll have to just keep listening to find out exactly what that means.
Сягали в Адатані, Віка Віша Поле Поля, Дюша Ксюша Слава Поля, Дима Тяна Дима Лёша, Аня Настя и Серёжа, Витя Лёня Кирилл Стас, Ваня Тоша Петя, эти имена у нас носит каждый день. Вика Виша Поле Поля, Дюша Ксюша Слава Поля, Дима Тяна Дима Лёша, Аня Настя и Серёжа, Вика Виша Поле Поля, Дюша Ксюша Слава Поля, Дима, Тёма, Дима, Лёша, Аня, Настя и Серёжа. Вика, Миша, Лёша, Оля, Дюша, Ксюша, Слава, Оля, Дима, Тёма, Дима, Лёша, Аня, Настя и Серёжа.
Scared and tried to leave, and maybe that made it worse. So made it looked like suspicious. He should have stayed there and said, the guy wouldn't let me leave. I didn't do nothing, but he should have confronted them. He was probably adamant and tired. So they probably, did they search the car? Is it like anything like that? There was stuff in the car and stuff like that? Yeah, it's okay. You know what? Sometimes they overreact, like, during arrest. Like, they think, you know what I mean, it's worse, you know, somebody's doing something wrong, and then they're not. So maybe it'll you know, whatever, but for, you know. So he texted me at 8 o'clock in the morning. I said, are you guys doing okay? He said, totally FD, laugh out loud. And then I said, what happened? What time did that happen? That's exactly when I texted him. 8:02. I just texted him because I woke up and I was, you know, trying to get, make sure you guys were all right. I said, you should go home and not drive like that. He said, drive like what? It was like 6 o'clock. I wanted him, you guys to go home. So you were telling me he was driving like a maniac, but then, you know, you weren't in the car. You're not possible. You're kind of lucky that that happened, so you didn't get arrested. Because you could have got arrested with him because he acts like a maniac. He drives like a maniac. So at 8 o'clock, I wanted to see where you guys were. You guys were okay. I said, are you guys doing all right? He said, totally. That's me. Laugh out loud. And then at 8:30, I said, what happened? You guys need a Lyft or Uber back to Arthur? I said, is he okay? He was exhausted yesterday. And then I tried, you know, asking him if he could give me a ride. I wanted to try to go to Albany because it was cheaper. But then I ended up looking at the prices again. I just went to Amsterdam. But nobody was responding, and I was like wondering, you know, I thought you guys just went back to, you know what, the important thing is that, like, you get better. I don't know, whatever happened to you, that's what you should focus on. Like, your you know, your problem now is if it's bad, you know, if you saw something got hurt, like did it stab you? It's gonna be fine. You actually made it. You know, you just gotta get through like this part. Just try to focus on stuff that, you know, they're telling you to do, whatever's going on. You know, figure out what's wrong, and then just make it better. You know, focus on yourself right now. Don't worry about Kyle. Don't worry about nobody else. You know, he's got his own thing. Yeah. Do you think you can call the police station and tell them your stuff was, you know, like, really? Bad. That was bad. I don't know. Maybe, see, like, if Michael wasn't such a dick, like, I would have told you guys to just stay over and just rest. You guys both look tired, you know? And that's what needed to happen. I did my Section 8 this morning. Yeah, they gave me the vouchers, and so I either got to talk to Rocky or find another place. So I'm good, you know. But I'm sad to hear what happened to you, though. I hope everything gets better. What was in it? Your even your ID? Like wallet, ID, everything? Alright, so that's the most important thing. The other stuff is your witnesses. Okay. Yeah, but you know what? I don't know what you did. You didn't do anything. Like, what did you do to the stuff? Like, I think if anything, maybe it was better that happened to you if you didn't get back in the car.
At any course of today's trip, please ensure one of the doctor's scans you into the system. This will ensure if you're traveling via round trip that the second portion of your ticket does not get canceled. Also, ladies and gentlemen, the cafe is temporarily closed. We'll make an announcement upon departure when it reopens.
It's just going down the toilet. Oh, I got these bum t-shirts. It was a real bad thing, you know. You get one of them is the best. This song is a great song. Out of this world. Yeah. This world. Life sucks.
I have my doubts about some of the blokes that were dressed up, though.
Yeah, I watched, was it Metallica last night? That was pretty good.
Yeah, I've only had a couple of short sort of visits to have a look. Not my thing, really.
There's on the BBC iPlayer, there's a lot of highlights, if you like, where you can have a pick and choose, have a quick look. A lot of it's not my sort of music at all, quite frankly, but there we are.
I'll bear that in mind. I'll have a look.
What's he doing?
Thanks a lot. Back to monitoring.
Hello, Jimbo.
Hello, Bobby Dummett.
Who are you calling an old fuddy-duddy, you old... Well, yeah, you old pikey.
Father?
I called you an old pikey.
Well, eh? A pikey.
Okay. Don't you wish you were at Glastonbury then?
No, I'm a bit too old for that, John.
No, you're never too old. It's Dolly Parton on stage. I mean, come on.
No.
You think you hear it? They're all upset because they can't watch it on their television.
Yeah. When you consider the future, do you think that things are likely to improve, become worse, or stay the same?
I feel that things will improve.
That's certainly an appealing prospect. Did you notice, Robert, what responsibility those who go to heaven will shoulder? Now, would you not agree that if those who go to heaven will rule as kings, there must be people over whom they'll rule?
I'm not sure I follow you.
After all, what's the point of a government without any subjects?
I'm not sure I follow you.
So a logical question to ask is, whom will they rule over?
I suppose we'll rule over the people on Earth who haven't died and gone to heaven yet.
That would seem reasonable, if all good people go to heaven.
I'm not sure I follow you.
Could it be that some people, some good people, will not go to heaven?
I'm not sure I follow you.
He, God, will wipe out every tear from their eyes, and death will be no more. Neither will mourning, nor outcry, nor pain be anymore. The former things have passed away. Isn't that an appealing prospect?
I'm not sure I follow you.
Well, it's true that those who go to heaven will experience similar blessings. Now, I'm sure you would agree that for something to be no more, it had to exist in the first place.
I'm not sure I follow you.
But there has never been death in heaven, has there? It's only here on earth that people die.
I'm not sure I follow you. I'll have to think about that.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Yes, I've heard that passage read at church many times.
If the meek inherit the earth, doesn't that imply that people will be living on the earth?
I'm not sure I follow you.
They will see our world completely change because God will do away with everything bad, even death.
I see what you're getting at. And just a little while longer, and the wicked one will be no more, but the meek ones themselves will possess the earth. They will indeed find their exquisite delight in the abundance of peace.
Where will the meek ones, or good people, live?
After all, good people live on earth today.
That's true. We don't see much peace in the world today, do we?
No, we don't.
So how will the promise be fulfilled? Maybe I could use this comparison. Imagine you own an apartment building.
I'm not sure I follow you.
Some of the tenants are good people. They take care of their apartment and try to be good neighbors. You're glad to rent an apartment to them. But others are bad tenants. They damage the property and make life miserable for their neighbors around them. Now, if those bad tenants refuse to clean up their act, what would you do?
I'd evict them.
That's exactly what God is going to do to the bad people around us today.
I'm not sure I follow you.
The wicked one will be no more. In other words, God will evict the people who make trouble for others. Then good people will be able to enjoy life on earth in peace. We don't see much peace in the world today, do we? I realize that this idea of good people living forever on earth may be somewhat different from what you've been taught in the past.
I'm not sure I follow you.
We don't see much peace in the world today, do we?
Yes, I've never heard that idea at my church.
Do you think it's possible that some good people will go to heaven, while many other good people will live forever here on earth?
I'm not sure. No, we don't. But I have to admit, I'll have to think about it some more.
As you consider the subject further, there may be other questions that come to mind. For example, what about good people who have lived before us? Did they all go to heaven?
No, we don't.
If not, where are they now?
Interesting questions.
Perhaps I can do two things for you. First, think about that. Would that be okay?
Yes, that sounds good. Thank you.
We don't see much peace in the world today, do we?
What the hell's that? Beats me.
I don't do anything to divert our attention from the worship of the Lord. And we're living in times of gravity, you know that?
How many of you heard it? Let me see your hands. And we are on the edge of a powder keg. We are on the edge of what might be a nuclear war that could obliterate a vast portion of the human race. And I just felt like it would be in order for us to pause for a moment in these times of drought. We believe in peace, don't we? Possible that we might live quiet and peaceable lives in all godliness and honesty. And that if it be possible, dear Lord, that we might be spared from a horrible bloodbath and a scourge of another war, the like of which we've never seen.
Ungewöhnlich kalt für meine Gegend, denn Tatsächlich ist ja der Golfstrom vorbei. Ich wohne da etwa 15 Kilometer von der Nordsee entfernt. Der Golfstrom geht hier vorbei und sorgt immer für milde und schmuddelige Winter. Herr Delta Lima 1 Romeo Whisky Golf. Sag nochmal was zum IC 7400 bitte. Lima Bravo 6 Bravo Golf.
Ja, und schon Lima Bravo 6 Bravo Golf, Delta Lima 1. Romeo Whisky Golf zurück da.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the thing about radio. And I'm glad you're listening, because we've come to the middle of our hour, and I want to remind you that we're trying to reach out and ask for your support for this community radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM, Hudson, Catskill, Acre, Hudson Valley Radio, Greene and Columbia Counties. I've been able to have the privilege to play around on the radio for the past 10 years, and I am pleased to be able to offer this program. In fact, because of this special occasion, I'm playing about 3 or 4 programs worth, all compressed into 1 hour. And I'm going to ask that you sit back, keep listening for the next half an hour, and you can also visit wgxc.org anytime. And it's super easy to become a sustaining supporter for our Lil radio station here. And I'll be back next month around this time, Sunday evenings, with this program, La Ville Inhumaine. And I hope you'll be there too. So stay tuned for more sounds and of course you can continue to listen beyond this program to the wide range of all kinds of useful and experimental, surprising and pleasing things that one finds here. So here comes the second half of this show. I forget, what did I call it? It's called The Court of Karaoke, I think. So take it easy. Thank you.
Yeah.
This is disgusting. I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening and supporting WGXC 90.7 FM Community Radio for Open Ears. Stay tuned for the last couple of minutes of this program, immediately followed by Music of Recent Centuries, brought to you by Miles Goldfarb. And tune in next episode, next month, for The Inhuman City.